Truth Social informed FBI about man killed during arrest attempt for threatening Joe Biden. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 10, 2023. Truth Social informed the FBI in March about threats made by a Utah man who was killed by FBI agents on Wednesday as they tried to execute search and arrest warrants for threatening President Joe Biden. Craig DeLue Robertson, a 75-year-old man from Provo, Utah, was gunned down by FBI agents who were trying to arrest him after he was charged with three counts of interstate threats, threats against the president, and influencing, impeding, and retaliating against federal law enforcement officers by threat, according to a criminal complaint. A senior law enforcement official told NBC News that former President Donald Trump's Truth Social platform notified the FBI about Robertson after he threatened to kill Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. "I'll be waiting in the courthouse parking garage with my suppressed Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm to smoke a radical fool prosecutor that should never have been elected," Robertson allegedly wrote days before Bragg indicted Trump on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Two FBI agents conducted surveillance at Robertson's home in late March, days after he allegedly made these threats against Bragg. When the FBI agents contacted Robertson at his home, he defended his post, arguing it was a dream. And he told them to come back with a warrant, according to the charging documents. Robertson allegedly threatened to kill Biden and posted numerous photos online of the firearms he kept in a gun cache inside his house. As Breitbart News reported, the FBI deemed these threats credible, and attempted to serve arrest and search warrants at Robertson's home in Provo, Utah, but ended up shooting and killing him around 6:15 a.m. local time. Biden was expected to arrive in Salt Lake City, Utah, an hour away from the Provo residence, just hours after the shooting occurred. The FBI's inspection division is investigating the shooting, the Bureau announced on Wednesday. "The FBI takes all shooting incidents involving our agents or task force members seriously," the FBI said in a statement. "In accordance with FBI policy, the shooting incident is under review by the FBI's inspection division. As this is an ongoing matter, we have no further details to provide." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.